T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here it is, the fourth episode of this. Go ahead and tell me your regulations.
I think we have to make sure that we say the name of the podcast, which are we officially saying that we're the Simon Says Podcast?
We covered this last time, yes.
I don't remember.
Go ahead.
Simon Says Podcast!
Oh, I like when you do that.
All right, so the info is it's us talking about stuff.
Yes.
That was pretty much it. How to find us.
They've found us if they're hearing this.
Right, but then if they want to tell anybody else where else you can find it, because maybe there's other places where you can find us that they didn't find us.
I don't know.
All right. It's on our website, 987simon.com. It's also on iTunes and Google Play Music Store.
Did you say radio.com?
And radio.com, of course. Radio.com.
Did we say this is the fourth one?
This is the fourth episode.
We did?
You said that.
Okay, cool. This is the fourth one.
Wow, we smoothly answered all of those things.
Legal.
So welcome to the fourth one. And we were talking about, what's that thing? Nextdoor.com, because somebody put a beer can in my mailbox, an empty beer can. It was not the type of beer that I drank when I drank beer. It was a Miller High Life. And what's weird about a beer can being in the mailbox, two things. It was not cold, so it had been there for a little. It was, you know, obviously it had been there for a little while, but the mail hadn't been there for very long, and it was on the edge. Like, mail went in first, beer can went in after. So I know that Aaron, the mail girl, did not drink a beer in the mail truck and then shove a beer can in my mailbox. I mean,
you don't know.
I do know.
What? It's highly unlikely.
Why are you so obsessed? You have mentioned this numerous times, and here we are now talking about it again.
It's a freak out.
But then why haven't you brought this? This is the kind of thing you put on the Nextdoor app. I see the most ludicrous stuff every day. And you're not, this is what you put on.
This really is one of the things. And the first comment from Karen is going to be, have you called the police?
We have so many Karens in my neighborhood.
Yes.
But the last
couple, all of them.
You know, the lady who had the doorbell, our doorbell rang at night. And when I got to the door, no one was there. Has anyone ever had this happen?
I opened the door and there was a flanging bag of poop on there.
Now, that would have been something. You do call the cops on that one.
You do not.
Well, you remember that time when you first came to work for Simon? And it was like, I called you and said, hey, I'm running late. The police are here. Because I had somebody ring my doorbell at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And that scared me so bad that I did call 911.
Come on.
It was 3 a.m.
So?
What do you mean so?
Did they rattle the door? Did they try and come in?
They rang the doorbell several times. And this was at a point where I was sleeping in my bedroom and my wife at the time was sleeping in the guest room, you know, as you do.
As happens.
And the dog was in there sleeping with her. And I was laying awake in the bed, as you do. And I heard the dog in there doing a couple of pre-barks. You know, he was going, oof, oof. Buff. Okay, everybody do it. No, but anyway. So he did a couple of buffs, and then I hear ding-a-ding-ding, ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, and I go, holy jump up, what is this? And then the kid's crying, the dog is barking, and I was more angry than I was scared at first, so I grabbed the first thing I had nearby as a weapon, which, of course, is a crowbar that you have there.
Yeah, because that's right there nearby
in the
bedroom.
You have a crowbar in your room?
Yeah, I have a crowbar right there under the edge of the bed.
I have one of those big mag lights.
Do you? Mag light ain't bad. That ain't bad enough.
Because if you hold it right, then you go hit
and
it's,
but it's not long enough. And here's the thing. Like, you know, I have switchblades on every surface in the house.
Yeah.
But those are only good for close contact.
Yes. They have to be, like, hugging you.
Exactly. You can only poke somebody with a switchblade within a few inches. A crowbar, you can throw.
Yes.
Or you could tape your switchblades to the crowbar.
Okay, boom. Hold on, you guys. Let me get my tape.
You hear the ripping noise
okay,
of tape?
Okay, so doorbell, ring, ring, ring.
Doorbell,
and then
grab the crowbar, go downstairs. I was too mad to be scared. Flung the door open like, what are you doing? Nobody was there.
Uh-huh.
So go back in, call the police. And they were there like within seconds.
Yeah, they just hang out around your house.
They're waiting for the call. He's not called yet. So the cop gets there and I'm like, I don't know what these guys are up to. I don't know why they would do that. And his quote was, because they're stupid. That's why.
Well.
So it was a... Well, you guys call it a ding-dong ditch. I had never heard that in my life.
It's 3 a.m. Your doorbell rings. You don't see a car in your driveway. You don't see any person nearby. Is that what I'm gathering here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, maybe somebody had some trouble and you didn't answer the door, so then they're going to another door to ring the door.
I was outside looking to see if that was going on, if they were up and down the street at somebody else's door. Anyway, we're going on too long about this. But, yeah, so a lady had that on next door. The thing previous to that, which was hilarious, was somebody complaining about dog poop in their trash can was one of them.
Oh, people hate that.
Yeah.
People
Why?
Freak out.
Oh, what? If you're walking your dog and you throw your poop in there?
How dare you throw your poo in my clean, pristine trash can?
Oh, I giggle. Although sometimes, especially if it's trash day and it's still at the curb,
yeah.
I feel bad. I'll still do it.
You do it?
Yeah.
I've done it like he said, if it's at the curb and it's full anyway.
Oh, if
and
it's full,
about
yeah.
No,
dumped,
I'm talking.
But afterwards, I don't because I know people, like somebody's going to come out and yell at me, even though it's a trash can.
But,
and at least I didn't leave it in the sidewalk right in front of your house.
I'm talking about after the trash has been picked up.
I know.
And so to when you drop the bag, you hear the thunk.
You're an awful person. Because the thing is, the reason they get mad, and I feel this now, I used to think, what's the big deal? It's your trash can. But they roll that into their garage, and now you've got your dog's business in there.
Well, see, that's where the problem is. You don't put your trash can in your garage.
Because mine's outside.
That's not your business.
So the rest of your trash doesn't stink except for my dog's poo? Is that
right.
what you're saying?
I have the best trash.
Yes.
I have the finest
trash.
My trash
does not
stink. All of mine has been sprayed with a nice scent before
smells like
flinging in there.
Yeah, I only put the good stuff in the trash can. The rest, you know.
That's in the fridge.
Yeah, on ours, it's not the Nextdoor app. It's actually like a community group on Facebook. But the biggest thing people talk about is so-and-so pulled a white work truck with no lettering on it, pulled into my driveway.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I know. I see those all the time.
You know, or I saw a guy in day glow reflective work vest, but he didn't. Have I don't know. He didn't have something proper.
He didn't
proper.
Do any work.
He didn't do any work. What does it mean?
All right. Let me tell you guys the other thing that was in the mailbox that day.
Uh-huh.
Baby Yoda finally came.
Yay!
Oh, man.
And supposedly, this is like the Baby Yoda before there's Baby Yodas. Because the licensed in the United States Baby Yodas are not available yet.
They don't come out till spring. When did The Mandalorian start on TV?
Oh, man, it's been a couple months now.
It was a couple months.
Yeah.
So as soon as the Baby Yoda images came out, the ads for Wouldn't You Love to Adopt This Cute Little Fella started out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the sucker that I am, I clicked, yes, I'll buy you as soon as I saw one.
Because your sister loves him.
Loves him. She's a Star Wars fanatic. She and my nephew Joe, they love everything Star Wars. So she's been talking about it since even before The Mandalorian officially came out. She's been talking about it. So when I saw the Baby Yoda, I was like, boom, got to get that for Christmas. Well, here it is February, and it finally showed up. You guys know I've been waiting for this thing. It came from China. It came in a little envelope so small that it could have been a wallet.
So how tall is it? Is it like about the size of my cell phone?
Oh, no, it's shorter than that.
Shorter than that?
It would just, you could squash it into the watch pocket on a pair of Levi's.
So it's like a keychain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little bit bigger than a keychain. And it's got a little smiley face on it. It looks like something that if you were playing the dart game at the fair and you played it for a half hour and they wanted to move you along, they'd give you that to get rid of you.
It looks like a combination of old Yoda and Baby Yoda squished together.
Kinda. It looks like Baby Yada. You
it's
know,
very wrinkly.
Yeah, he's on the same review as Scooby New and Sponge Guy.
Sponge Guy wearing pants.
Yeah. Wait, here comes Chewnaka.
Yeah, I like the my favorite part about him was that the little smile is slightly off center.
Everything was.
Everything is. His eyeballs are off center.
But it's, I guess it's the thought that counts. And, you know.
Hey, you got her one of the very first ever.
Yes, yeah. No one else owns one of those.
Honestly.
Nobody wants one.
I almost wonder if you should not give it to her and you should put that thing on eBay as the
Hell
first.
Hell no. I paid like $40 plus shipping from China for that thing.
For that
thing.
Tiny little thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, I do that all the time. It's like I was telling y'all about that stupid blackhead vacuum cleaner that I bought that I've never used.
Do you have like everything that's been seen on TV?
Yeah.
What was the, wait, my favorite was, we talked about it a while ago, but what was the one, it's like an electrified needle that you jam into a wart?
It's a hot needle, yeah. And it looks like when you take it out of the box, like it was sitting on the counter and I had people over to the house, it looks like a grown-up thing that you hide in a drawer.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
I thought maybe it might look like the probe that you put into your chicken when you want to know what temperature it is.
Yeah. No, it looks way naughtier than that. But it looks like a grown-up aid.
Okay.
But then it's got a thing that you attach to the end of it. You plug it in and you turn it on. And it's got this needle on the end.
Oh, I gotcha.
And the needle heats up. You plug it in, you take the needle, and you stab it into your warts and moles. And that needle will cook your warts and moles from the inside until you can just flick it off and chew on it.
Oh, well, this sounds great.
Yeah. Did you ever try it?
No! Why would I do that?
Well, you bought it.
I know.
It actually sounds like a torture device. Well, why would you buy this thing?
I don't know.
Well, now I'm curious. Like,
do you want to use it? You got anything you need to burn off?
Well, no, I mean, I've had that happen at the dermatologist where they hit you with the freezy spray. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, very different.
Do they have a burning needle torture device?
They have a thing. They do have something where it like burns and scrapes as it goes.
No. Nah.
They have medical lasers that they've been trained to use.
How do you know
use?
That's not medical laser grade?
Yeah.
That no one's been trained to use and it was 1995.
I mean, some of the best stuff ever came out of the 90s.
I don't remember how much it cost.
No, it cost $19.95. It was that seen on TV.
I also bought the
three easy installments.
The Dr. Pimple Popper kit with all the different little things.
Now that's great. I think that's worthwhile.
But that's what I blew my lip up with.
Oh, is that where your big cold sore came from?
Yeah, but it's gone now. See?
It's actually still got a little red spot there.
No, it does not.
It's been there for months.
That's a freckle.
I actually have. Well, I have a mole on my face, but I don't think I want to try that.
Bruh, let's try it. We could do that on the next one of these podcasts.
I think it needs to be, hold on.
Do it live.
I've got a little one. No, that's not big enough to jam a needle in.
Sure it is. Anything
is big enough if you try hard enough.
I agree. She's right. I think, if I'm not wrong, it probably has different size needles for different size growths.
I would do the one on my face, but it's near my beard, and I don't want to burn my beard off.
Don't worry about it. I'll be very careful.
I don't know why I'm more worried about that than the actual mole removal,
right.
But...
Who are you going to trust? Don't you trust me with burning off your growths and warts?
Honestly, with the way your hands shake, I definitely want you to do it.
How dare you?
Hold still. Turns into a tattoo.
You know what I bought online? Well, no, this one was on TV. You're saying as seen on TV, but most of these things are like rabbit hole Amazon purchases, honestly, or Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, like you say, oh, crap, like my charcoal tooth polish.
Oh gosh, that stuff is horrible.
It is. My gums bled for what?
I know. I told you I finally got that thing I found on Instagram that came randomly, the washing machine cleaner.
Oh yeah.
It just came in a pouch with no instructions.
Did you ever use it?
Yeah. It did nothing.
Did nothing.
No.
Didn't follow the instructions.
That was part of the problem. I didn't know what to do with it.
I bought, I do that often. Like I'll see something on there. I bought the dang, these clip-on colander things that you put on the pot. Like,
oh,
so
yeah.
You don't have
oh,
to.
Yeah. It goes on the top and you just flip it over kind of thing.
Hadn't used it. Also got a lint shaver thing that looks amazing. Like they have it on the demo on Facebook. They're like shaving all this lint off of this post and it's like, oh, effortless back and forth. I bought them for everybody. They just arrived. I hadn't tried it.
I want to get it's called Paw Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little grinder for your pet's nails.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, when you clip them, they crack.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Like this horrible torture device. But use this little thing. And the little cat is like, I'm so happy with my little claws. And the dog's like, oof, 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 oof.
Man.
And it's just, it looks amazing.
They gave that cat some kitty quaaludes because cats hate everything.
I know. There's no way that cat's that happy.
You know that almost dead cat of mine?
Yeah.
Not mine. That almost dead cat at my house?
That lives in your house? Yeah.
Shh. So it was had that breathing problem for so long since the summer. And I thought, oh my God, any day I'm going to wake up and find that hard, cold cat. Any day. So finally, the vet gave us antibiotics, which it's it's so fun to give a cat medicine because they love it. It's just
so
like playtime. They love to sit still for that. They don't fight you and bite you and scratch you at all.
They lick you, kiss you, and
meow.
But so it was like, here, give them this medicine. Go to your pharmacy and give them this medicine. Give them for 15 days and then come back and let us know what's going on. I'm like, yeah, good luck. If this cat lives 15 days, you've earned your money, Jack. We'll see what happens. So I go to the pharmacy and I pick up the cat's medicine at CVS. Isn't that embarrassing?
Use your insurance for that?
You can't. You can't use insurance for cat medicine.
And which name did you have to use?
The cat's name is Jack.
Yeah,
so it was like, they're like, what's the birth date? And I said, I don't know.
Really?
It's a cat. I don't know. So anyway, so we get home. Oh, buying the cat's medicine. She goes, now the pharmacist wanted me to let you know this medicine is only good for 10 days and then you got to throw it away. I go, wait a minute. We're supposed to give it to the cat for 15 days and you're telling me it's good for 10? Uh-huh. I go, wait a minute. You see what it says on here where it says give this to the cat for 15 days? Yes. But it's only good for 10 days? Uh-huh. Okay, you hear what I'm saying?
So let's go past that.
Wow.
We're not stopping right there. We need a solution.
Yeah, so she said, yeah, I know. Sometimes the doctors don't know what they're talking about. So get there and, you know, fight with the cat, like brutally fight with the cat to give it the medicine for several days. I don't know.
Liquid or a pill? Liquid.
Yeah. Squirty bubblegum flavor.
Yep.
It was good.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, it's so good.
He tried it.
Yeah. Did that with
the
rest.
Here, see, this is what you're supposed to do.
That cat has made the best rebound ever. It's like a new cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to go out and fill in that hole in the backyard.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
what am
I
gonna... already digging a hole.
Well, I guess we'll bake some beans in here or something. I don't know.
I got some magic beans for that other cow. But yeah, it's like, you know, I begrudgingly have that cat. It's my daughter's cat by virtue of it being left there.
Yeah.
But I don't like to be a cat owner. I don't hate cats. I just don't like them.
You're
I don't want
over
one.
Pets.
Yeah.
See, period.
I don't mind them either. Like, I had a great cat. I was allergic to it. But
that one that you sequestered to the basement?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
I had an amazing cat.
Don't bring that back up. Poor Finn. That cat was really old and did not like the fact that I got a dog and then just hid out in the basement.
Because he was like, this is my house and I've lived here forever. And all of a sudden, you're not talking to me. You shove me to the basement, and there's some hoppy, furry thing upstairs. Aww.
There might be some pet guilt with that cat.
Yeah.
I like to think that we had a good run.
Yeah, you had a good run, bro.
But that was one I had to give medicine to, and again...
They love it.
They love it. You know what? You know what a cat loves? Putting a dropper of fluid in its mouth. Oh, they think that's the best.
At least you weren't going in the other end.
Right.
Oh, God, is that a thing?
Yeah, of course.
After my cat passed away, the biggest thing was, oh my goodness, I never have to buy cat litter again.
Ugh.
Like, that was the worst thing. I loved my cat, but the whole scooping and the pouring and the cleaning and the forget it.
See, I think that's the only thing keeping our house from having a cat, because my wife had cats and loves cats. And even though we have three dogs, she still wants a cat, but it's the litter box. It's that dang litter box and that smell. She's like, no, won't do it.
Did you guys see that picture the other day of Bigfoot?
No.
There was a trail cam in Washington State.
Was he using a litter box?
That's what I'm wondering.
Proper medicine.
Could he? No, but it was another picture of Bigfoot, and this one was very clear.
No way. They're always blurry.
No, this one was very clear, but it was either Bigfoot or it was a dude with a backpack and a black hoodie. So, I mean, it could go either way.
Okay.
Was he
using a litter box?
The guy in the hoodie?
In the hoodie, yes.
What do you guys think? North Carolina, one of the big Bigfoot states in America.
They see them everywhere here.
Washington State is one of the big Bigfoot states. If people keep seeing it, yet we've never found any Bigfoot bones. People keep finding footprints. My friend CTCT has some awesome pictures of Bigfoot footprints with his foot beside them. I mean, amazing. I've shown you guys those, right?
Are you sure it wasn't just like Shaquille O'Neal was walking barefoot through the woods one day and left some prints?
Jeez, come on. Come on, that's too easy.
I mean, he's got big feet.
That's too easy. No, it was amazing. And he spends a lot of time down on the banks of various rivers, the Meharon, you know, whatever, out there on the Virginia-North Carolina line, and then on the banks of, you know, Bugs Island Lake, Carr Lake, Lake Gaston, where an animal like that, if it exists, would go to feed and hide out. And these pictures, when you see them, it's amazing. And when he posts them up, the Bigfoot guys flock to him. Sure. Can I come and make a cast of that? You know, can you tell me more about it? Can you take pictures of just this part? Dip, dip, dip. So if there's this much evidence, yet we've never found anything more than a tuft of hair. We've never found any bones or anything. What do you think?
Why couldn't it just be a really big dude who's gone like completely off the grid?
There's no dudes that big.
I mean, we don't know.
We do.
Sometimes there's dudes that big.
Andre the Giant was as close probably as we ever got.
Okay, so what if, I mean, I'm just saying, what if there out there is an Andre the Giant type size person who is completely off grid and maybe there was some sort of weird mountain town. I watched a lot of X-Files. Like a weird mountain town thing where they didn't want to bring him in. You're too weird to go into society.
So it's it was like Nell that was living out in the...
Yeah, Tay in the Wind.
Okay, so taking that theory then, are there colonies of these weird dudes all over the country in wooded areas from here to Washington State that account for all the Bigfoot sightings? Is that what you're saying?
Has there ever been a mid, like, so wait, we've got North Carolina and Washington State. Has there ever been a sighting in the middle?
Sure.
I'm just wondering,
Indiana,
like, maybe they migrate.
I remember growing up that people would talk about them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they call them Bigfoot there?
Yeah, I think we just called it Bigfoot. I don't think it was Sasquatch or Yeti or whatever.
Yeah,
I love all that stuff.
What do you guys call corn?
Corn.
Okay. I didn't know if you called it maize.
I'm not an Indian.
But yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to me. I've also thought, you know, kind of like your theory, you know how some people have that, they used to call it like the Wolfman disease or whatever, where they grow hair all over their body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What could that be? What accounts for some of these things? And same thing, they were shunned by town or they didn't want to go to town because they didn't fit in or whatever. But that couldn't be going on all over the country. And then further, all over the world, there's the Yeti. There's stuff like this that's happened in civilization since the beginning of time.
Yeah, but I feel like we don't hear about Yetis like we hear about Bigfoot.
You ain't there.
Well, I feel like that would make news.
It
Wouldn't
does.
That get on? I mean, aside from our papers, the
Weekly World News,
the Bat Boy. And I feel like we would hear more about, like, because I think around the world, are there really as many like the Chupacabra? There's the New Jersey Devil. What are some of the other stuff?
Lizard Man, the Mothman. There's all kinds of stuff like this. Yeah, and then they just said this, well, whenever it was, a couple weeks ago, that all the UFO files are going to be opened up for everybody to read now.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, it's coming soon.
UFOs, baby.
Yeah.
Bring them aliens on.
Why are they doing that?
Because.
I guess it's been long enough. I guess it's been locked up long enough.
No.
Freedom of information.
This is terrible.
Why do you think that's terrible?
Because we don't need any kind of proof one way or the other.
Why?
One, if they say that there were aliens, we've had these kind of experiences, then it's going to be, oh, you were lying to us all these years, blah, 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 blah. People will be freaking out. And if they're like, yep, no evidence ever, they just won't believe it.
That one time I saw that one UFO coming home from Clarksville, Virginia, man, there's no explaining it. There's absolutely no explaining it.
The 4 o'clock.
Huh?
The drugs.
No, definitely not.
The alcohol.
It was,
wait a minute.
No, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. It was deep in the country, coming back the back way from Clarksville to get back to Henderson, and it was open field. There was nothing around. This huge thing in the sky, and it filled up the sky. No sound at all. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. I was driving this way. I looked out the driver's side window. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? It was huge, filled up the sky. So I pulled the car over to get out of the car and look. And by the time I pulled the car over to stop and got out of the car, gone. No sign of it.
Did you see it zip away?
No.
It just disappeared.
In the amount of time it took me to stop the car and get out, that's how long it took it to be gone. And, I mean, it was huge.
Now, are you positive that there were no lapses in time from when you pulled over and got out of the car? And how did your butt feel? Because maybe.
Well, I do know that I did have, you know, a longing for them to come back.
That's part of it. It's part of you like, I feel like I want something to happen.
No, but really, and I've seen other like descriptions of UFOs that looked like that thing.
Okay.
I feel like, look, I want to believe the whole UFO thing because of the size of the universe. Now, that said, I feel like we would have seen something by now more in our face. Now, I'm not talking like Hollywood necessarily, but I still feel like there'd be a much
better... I don't know why they'd be as sneaky as they are.
Maybe they know something we don't.
We're so dumb.
Yeah.
Look at them dumb little skin things.
But why do we think we're so dumb? Why do we think that the rest of the universe is so much smarter than we are?
Well, if they have the capability to do that, to sneak around in such a way, then obviously they're advanced beyond what we can do.
I mean, dogs do some things that are more advanced, but they're not smarter than humans.
Tell me one.
I mean, animals are adapted to certain things and they do things that, but it doesn't mean that there's, I just don't necessarily believe.
I feel like a dog isn't flying a rocket ship across time
yeah,
and
but
space.
We're so quick to sit here and say, well, we're the idiots and they didn't want to have anything to do with us or they're hiding from us or whatever, but we don't know that.
I think they know more about what's going to happen. I think that they don't want to interact with us because they don't want to freak us out and have us change anything.
Which do you think? All right. Think about how many times we've seen outer space and aliens and stuff in movies and TV. What do you think has been the closest? I think it goes to like Alien.
No.
It's like they're out there, but God forbid we come across them. And they're popping out of our chest.
I think it's E.T.
E.T.?
Yeah.
I think that's
because I just watched that the other day. It was
did you
so
really?
Good.
Did you cry?
The best movie.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
I cried when we went to see that at the theater, at the cinema, at the Henderson Mall. I cried a little bit, but Jill Critcher was sitting next to me and she was crying. I had to go up to the snack bar and get her some napkins.
I mean, when I first saw it when I was a little kid, yes, of course I did. But then I haven't seen it in years and years and years and years. And it was on TV the other day. And I was all just like, oh my God, it's so good. I love this movie.
I wonder if they even need to take a physical form. So I would think the closest thing would be like one of those Twilight Zones where it's just like a force, you know? I don't know if it would even need to be an alien bursting out of your chest or a little, you know, monkey man. I don't know if it needs to be either one of them. You know?
All right.
I think it's beyond that.
And kid, why do they have to be so different? What if they're exactly like us, but they're just a little bit smarter?
Now you're saying
advanced.
They're smarter.
Well, I'm saying that since you think that because they can travel everywhere that they're smarter than us, what if they are exactly like us, but just say 50 years in the future?
We have come from far away to learn more about your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We cannot make it in our world.
Wow, you have one that's all in one jar. Whoa.
Why do they talk like robots?
See, we're more advanced in speech and peanut butter and jelly technology.
Okay. Yeah,
well, you know, see, we can all work together then.
We don't understand different changes in tone and variety of speech.
Personality we
in
have,
in our
men.
World, it's monotone.
Hey, Macarena, all right.
All right, that ought to just about do it. Are there any parting words, Charlie?
I think we're all in this together. I don't think that they're that advanced.
That's a beautiful thought.
Thank you.
What about you, Beardy?
One day I hope to ride a Bigfoot off into the sunset.
Don't forget, if you know how to get to us, get to us. Tell your friends how to get to us if they want to get to us.
Like, subscribe, and rate, and all that stuff.
This is what he was doing with that bow and arrow the other day at the Walmart.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, bananas, I like butter. Paste.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.